and the coaches and them for me. And like I said, I think we have a good relationship. I'm happy here, and you know, I think it's a good fit.
With your situation being resolved, others aren't. Did you guys discuss that at all? I mean, I know the guys were just razzing you a little bit, like, oh, you just started something, you know, you got the money.
Yeah.
How's that dynamic working in the locker room?
You know, obviously, it has really nothing to do with me, but, you know, I want everybody to get what they want and everything like that. I wish the best for them, but, you know, as far as that goes, you know, I have no control over that, so I can kind of just deal with myself, you know.
The uncertainty of the whole situation with the uncapping next year, were you surprised that, you know, this did get done now and, well, there hasn't been more of it done? Or, you know, I know you're kind of in a unique spot.
Yeah, I'm in a unique spot. You know, I really can't speak for anybody else or anybody else's situations, but, you know, I'm just happy personally that, you know, my situation is done, and, you know, I hope everybody else that's trying to get done, you know, gets what they deserve and everything like that. Yeah, hand is great. Just looking forward to getting back on the field.
Talk about this defense going up against it. You know, still the reigning champions right now, and where they're at and where they were early on in the season, the difference.
You know, they're still the champions. You know, that's what we've been talking about. They're still the champions, and, you know, they've been going through a rough patch right now. So we're expecting them to come back at home and be ready to play. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready.
They've been so tough at home at Heinz Field. I mean, is that a little angst, animosity? What does that give you guys?
You know, I just think we have to be ready. You know, you can look at them and say, you know, they're on a losing streak right now. But, you know, like I said, they're still the champions, and no one's knocked them out yet. So, you know, we just have to be ready and, you know, get a good week of practicing and go out there and do our thing.
Is there another quarterback in the league like Roethlisberger that big, that tough to bring down?
No, I don't think so. You know, I've played against him in the past, and he's just, you know, his escapability is awesome. You know, big, strong guy, and, you know, you got to wrap him up. Yeah, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with how happy I'm here. You know, I mean, when, you know, I don't need to go searching for anything else out there when I have everything I need here. So, you know, like I said, I'm happy it got done. I'm happy to be here. You know, I like the organization of the city. So, you know, I'm just happy, overall happy everything went the way it did.
Does that happen to players where they get here? As I know at first you weren't totally, you know, on board with coming here when you were a free agent. No,
you can't leave. Yeah, you know, it's hard to speak for other players. You know, I don't know what they go through. All I can speak for is myself. You know, I'm happy. Like I said, you know, I came here and I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, as soon as you play one game out there, I think everyone knows what it's about. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Do you kind of epitomize what this team's all about? Defense, special teams, whatever it's called, whatever it's asked. Is that why you got rewarded?
I think so. You know, I just think that I've showed that I'm a good player. You know, I'm versatile and I'm willing to do whatever they need. So, you know, hopefully that came into account. And, you know, I'll just keep doing what I've been doing, and I'm trying to help the team win.
Spent a lot of time thinking about what kind of season you would have had not been for the broken thumb, or is that wasted energy?
Broken hand, but yeah, it's wasted energy. You know, that's a part of the game. You know, yeah, just to have perspective, you know, you're looking at guys on crutches with knees and stuff like that. So, you know, you really got to keep things in perspective. It could have been worse, and you know, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm happy where I'm at. Just gotta keep fighting. You know, every season is a struggle, and you know, we still got some football left.
Specifically, Roethlisberger, the way he keeps plays alive. What does it do for you guys defensively? What is the challenge when a guy is able to extend plays and really takes punishment to do so?
It's basically, we call it plastering our receivers. You know, because sometimes he looks like he's sacked and he comes out of him and throws the ball. So even if he looks like he's going down or someone's got, you know, their arms around him, you still got to stay on your coverage because, you know, he's a big, strong guy and he's made a lot of plays.
If you're the blitzer and you're coming in, is there a book on how to get him down because he is, you know, a large fellow for a quarterback?
Yeah, well, I think you definitely can't go high. You know, I've seen him throw people off him. But, you know, I've seen a lot of people struggle with, you know, getting him down. So, you know, if I get the opportunity, I'm just going to do whatever I can to get him down, you know, wrestle and grab, whatever, you know. So, that's about it. Just you got to be ready, you know.